Welcome to the NWEF Blogcast.
Pros and Cons of Homework, written by the Noah Webster Educational Foundation and published on April 27th, 2022. Not until you finish your homework. I want you to finish your dinner and get right to work on your homework. Is your homework done? Then no, you get up those stairs and finish first. We've all heard something similar from our mom, dad, or caretaker. Homework is a big staple of the American school scene, just like lockers, the school bell, and big yellow buses. Portrayed in media from the Brady Bunch to Cocomelon, homework has been an academic given for decades. Despite its popularity, this after-school activity has been under scrutiny for over a century. Britannica explains, in the early 1900s, progressive education theorists, championed by the magazine Ladies' Home Journal, decried homework's negative impact on children's physical and mental health, leading California to ban homework for students under 15 from 1901 until 1917. In the 1930s, homework was portrayed as child labor, which was newly illegal, but the prevailing argument was that kids needed time to do household chores. Regardless of the opposition, homework persevered, and millions of American students still spend long hours completing bookwork in their bedrooms after school. What are the modern objections to homework? What if the opposition is right? Is there merit to the concerns, or is homework a helpful tool for a well-rounded and comprehensive education? If you'd like to find out, now's the time to keep listening. How much time? When analysts crunch the numbers, children spend far more time doing homework than many believe necessary. According to One Class, elementary school students spend an average of 42 minutes a day on homework. Some parents and educators argue that 5 additional hours of schoolwork per week is too much for elementary students. High schoolers spend even more time on after-school assignments. Pew Research published a 2019 article in which they explained, overall, teens ages 15 to 17 spend an hour a day on average doing homework during the school year, up from 44 minutes a day about a decade ago and 30 minutes in the mid-1990s. Globally, the U.S. ranks 15th for the average amount of time spent on homework by high school students. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development conducted a worldwide study on 15-year-old students to evaluate the homework load for high schoolers worldwide. Among the countries included in the study, China ranked first, with students spending an average of 13.8 hours a week on homework. The Netherlands ranked the lowest, with their students studying after school for an average of 5.8 hours a week. American students spent an average of 6.1 hours per week completing their homework. What students think? Homework has become a point of significant stress for American students. One Stanford study found that 56% of students who participated in the survey stated that homework was a primary source of stress. Another study found that the decline in adequate teenage sleep may be partially due to homework. In yet another study, 82% of students interviewed admitted that they were often or always stressed by schoolwork. It's not just the students who object to frequent homework. Parents have begun to voice their displeasure as well. One mother in Canada went viral on social media when she announced that she and her husband were done watching their 10-year-old daughter stress over her homework every night. They decided that homework wasn't a useful educational tool for their child. Another mother in Kansas expressed how frustrating it is when her daughter has homework that she, as a mother, is unsure how to help with. I feel bad for emailing a teacher in the evenings. I'm slightly annoyed at homework in general because I don't know what the teacher taught. What teachers think? Educators debate whether or not homework is a positive educational tool. One Duke University professor recommends homework, believing there is a correlation between homework and academic success for older students. He recommends implementing the 10-minute rule. Essentially, students receive 10 minutes of homework per day for each grade. For instance, first graders would receive 10 minutes of homework, fifth graders 50, and 12th graders 120 minutes. A Texas teacher informed the parents of her second grade students that she would not be assigning homework anymore. Instead, she asked the children to participate in real-life activities that encourage growth and success. These activities included outdoor play, family meals, and reading with parents. As her plan evolved, she acknowledged that some students actually enjoyed homework and missed the challenge. Other students received extra work here and there on an as-needed basis. Defining the need. One question that desperately needs to be asked is, what's the purpose of homework? The answer to this question can provide parameters, determine whether or not homework achieves the goal/goals, and establish if it should continue to be a staple in the American education system. Psychology Today wonders the same thing, without any clear-cut resolution. I started the blog with the question, what is the purpose of homework? I'll end with the same question. If a teacher who is assigning the homework can't provide a clear rationale behind this question, then maybe the homework shouldn't be assigned. However, Honest Pros and Cons makes a case for homework in more detail. Their reasoning for homework includes practicing what they learn in the classroom, improving study habits, developing self-discipline, enhancing independent problem-solving skills. McRell International notes that many factors play into whether or not homework is an effective strategy for students. They acknowledge that after-school assignments have pros and cons and state that the research is by no means definitive. Pros. Proponents of homework present several positives. It improves student achievement. Students in classes that were assigned homework outperformed 69% of students who didn't have homework on both standardized tests and grades. Britannica pro-con. While the data is not conclusive, numerous studies have shown a correlation between academic success and the use of homework. It involves parents. Homework is also the place where schools and families most frequently intersect. U.S. News. Homework encourages parents and children to spend time together, problem-solving and working toward a goal. It also gives parents a window into what their child is learning and the progress they are making. It encourages time management. Homework is an effective tool when teaching your child about time management. This means that time management should extend beyond the classroom and into your home. EduGage. American students spend roughly 6 hours a day at school. This schedule doesn't leave much flexibility for sports, a social life, and a healthy amount of free time on top of homework. Kids have to learn time management if they want a life outside of their education. It tracks progress. Homework allows teachers to track students' progress, meaning that homework helps to find out the academic strengths and weaknesses of children. Honest pros and cons. Homework gives teachers a chance to see what the students can achieve independently. Students must put into practice what they learned in the schoolroom, in a different environment, and without their teacher present. It develops working memory. Revising the key skills learned in the classroom during homework increases the likelihood of a student remembering and being able to use those skills in a variety of situations in the future, contributing to their overall education. The Guardian. Environment can play an active part in memory. Biologically, our brains more easily recall memories and facts when we're immersed in the same surroundings in which we created that memory and learned those facts. Homework removes the environmental factor, forcing students to strengthen their working memory. Cons. Concerned about the effects of homework on students, opponents note these objections. The science isn't settled. There is no conclusive evidence that homework increases student achievement across the board. Reading Rockets. As we've noted before, the data isn't conclusive, despite the numerous studies conducted. To many, the negatives suggested by various studies outweigh the proposed positives. It adds stress. Researchers have found that students who spend too much time on homework experience more levels of stress and physical health problems. Psychology Today. Studies have concluded that too much homework creates undue stress on developing minds and bodies. This translates into mental, emotional, and physical issues for many students. This stress also affects their sleep, both the amount of sleep and the quality of that sleep. It impacts other interests/pursuits. Homework prevents self-discovery and having the time to learn new skills outside of the school system. University of the People. critics of homework fear that, in addition to time spent on school grounds, after-school assignments stunt students' abilities to experience life outside academia. Students who struggle with completing work at home are even more susceptible to a lifestyle void of other interests. It expands the gap. One study concluded that homework increases social inequality because it potentially serves as a mechanism to further advantage those students who already experience some privilege in the school system, while further disadvantaging those who may already be in a marginalized position. Britannica Pro-Con. Homework often involves a computer and/or an internet connection. During the COVID-19 pandemic, 30% of students didn't have the necessary technology at home to effectively participate in distance learning, raising questions about inequality affecting homework that relies on at-home technology. It creates family tension. Assigning homework forces a person to take on added disciplinary responsibilities. Front Range Christian School. While homework can bring children and parents together, it can also drive a wedge between them. Students who feel overwhelmed or who need a break from focusing on academics often buck their homework requirements, leaving the parents to enforce education standards that the teachers created. Parents and students alike can end up frustrated with little progress made. A world of unknowns. While the homework debate rages on, researchers continue to work toward a conclusive answer. In the meantime, teachers, parents, schools, and communities can work together to find a solution that meets the needs of their students. Without a doubt, homework has positive aspects that encourage students to advance through personal and academic growth. The trick is to nurture this positivity without stunting progress with adverse side effects. It's a double-edged sword that's well worth considering to ensure the best for our kids.
This episode of the NWEF Blogcast was made possible by the generous support of our donors. Here at the Noah Webster Educational Foundation, we want to make it easier for you to engage with your local government and school system. Whether you're a parent, educator, legislator, or simply a concerned citizen, curious how you can partner with us to reclaim American education? Head to www.nwef.org. to find resources to help you get started. We'll meet you here again next time for the NWEF Blogcast.